You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad. We've got a question from Dia today, and we've got the coach with us. Lindsay, how's it?
Brad, I'm always good.
I love this question, Lindsay, because it reminds me a bit of you, actually. It said, hi there, I've hurt my lower back muscles, not running, but rather putting or trying to put my mischievous toddler in his car seat. It sounds like you and your lawnmower incident last year. He says, Dia says, the physio reckons I'll be off running for 5 days. She said, I can walk or swim, but should take it easy. Should I pick up the training program where I left off or just continue where I'm supposed to be? Should I also push out my qualifying marathon for Two Oceans by a week as a result of the injury? Two great questions in there. Will 5 days interrupt your goal race if you pick up an injury like this? And should you try and catch up?
So the 5 days will do nothing. So for me, it really boils down to the recovery and the seriousness of the lower back injury. So, you know, if the treatment's been successful and at the end of the 5 days, you are absolutely fine, no back pain. And also in this case, the injury wasn't caused in any way, shape or form from running, then you can pick up the training exactly where you are supposed to be and nothing would need to change. And that's the very likely outcome in this particular instance. Of course, depending on the nature of that back injury, you may need to start when you can start after 5 days, you may need to start a little bit easier. And depending on how easy and the level of discomfort and how slowly you need to build up, that may start to impact on down the line. So, you know, this is a case of at the end of the 5 days, see to what extent the healing has taken place, how comfortably you can run, and if it's no issue, you just carry on, and if it is an issue, you get in touch and we discuss then what the options are in terms of building up slower.
Absolutely. Dia, make sure you pop that in the forum as well. Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. Thank you very much. And if you need some help, all you have to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.